Not on yet, but I'm on. Leah.
Leah.
Hi, Ed.
How are you?
I'm great.
Did you have a nice time when you were here? Sorry I didn't get to see you more.
I had a great time. I love San Diego, and I want to move there.
Okay. You're going to have my job.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Hello?
Hello, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Hi, Elizabeth Moore.
How are you?
I'm all right. How's Indiana? Okay, someone else?
Tina.
Dale's here.
Dale and Tina. All right, we've filled up quick. All right. Let's see. Michael Charnas, Carl Keane, Catherine Narr, Bill May, Tatiana Farood, Wendy. Okay, so I'll give another minute or two. And how is everybody?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Doing good.
Did anyone get any ARIS money yet?
Nope.
No.
No. Did anyone not get it?
Yes.
All right, Elizabeth didn't get hers. Andy, did you hear on yours?
I haven't heard.
Well, I haven't heard officially. I haven't been given an official rejection. But...
Well, those official rejections are hard to come by.
They cost extra.
What you should do is just charge for notification, Dale. Mm-hmm. You don't tell them whether it's good or bad, but until they pay you. So you have a new director maybe at NIH?
Yeah.
It was kind of weird, though. The release said that he intends on nominating him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hi, guys. It's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
All right. We're just talking about the NIH nomination.
Yeah, the surprise and shock.
Surprise and, yeah. And it's still not, he only plans on nominating him.
Right, but when it gets that far, it's pretty much confirmation of what was in the newspaper 6 weeks ago.
I didn't come out and say he was going to nominate him.
Correct. You know, that's like when John McCain, John Kerry didn't ask Al Gore, didn't ask John McCain VP nominee. You say it in a way that if someone turns you down or if the word gets out that it would be a terrible idea, that you haven't lost face by having it rejected.
So
I don't think that couching the news in that way is an expression of hesitance. I think it's just what they do.
Alrighty. I think we can probably go. Phil's not on. Phil there?
I'm here.
Yay. Good deal. All right, and so the only person, is Wendy there? Or?
No, she's testing.
All right. The only person who's really not is Tatiana, and Leah's here in her stead. So we funded two developmental projects, Claudia Tesh from the University of New Mexico and Rajesh Miranda from Texas A&M for the basic science and clinical project. I've been in touch with both of them, and they are forwarding their projects on. Is that me doing that?
No, but it's not sounding good.
Yeah, getting a lot of static.
Yeah. So they have forwarded on their projects for human subjects and animal welfare issues, and presumably are forwarding revised budgets. The budgets, one of them had to be modified because it was over the allowable cost that we had. And so those should be up and running. I, with the occurrence of the Science Advisory Board, asked Dr. John Hannigan to join as a member of the Science Advisory Board. And
mm-hmm.
So John will now be coming on. We could still use someone more in a clinical realm, and neuropsych or brain imaging. We have Kim Espy in neuropsych, so maybe someone in brain imaging, but I think, you know, there's no rush on that right now. We have a fairly good complement of people, but something that you should keep in mind. It's not me anymore. That static. Someone has their cell phone too close to the other phone. The items that I really wanted to talk about today were the progress and getting data uploaded into the repository. I guess everyone has seen the most recent progress reports as of July 2nd, and I think that we've certainly increased the pace of data collection for most of the projects. I'd say that San Diego, L.A., Atlanta are right on target or above target in the neurobehavioral area. Imaging, San Diego and Los Angeles are just Los Angeles above. San Diego is just about at target. And the 3D imaging is, again, at or above at four of the six sites. So I think we've come up to the plate and have done nicely since we started posting these progress reports. Are there any comments on progress to date or any problems that the sites are having?
Well, South Africa, I mean, I think that they are really, for brain imaging, does anyone know if they've reported anything on neurobehavior?
Yes, they've started testing, and they have tested eight people.
Okay, so I'm guessing that they're in that ballpark for imaging as well, but we haven't got a direct number from them. So
they didn't mention imaging specifically, so I can't answer.
We've had correspondence.
I should have asked her.
fMRI tasks and such, but I didn't ask explicitly until today, which is too late, obviously.
Jill, did they report zero for as of 7-2, or did they report or not report?
The projects actually report to the PIs, the different sites, so they don't report to me.
Download to your tracking.
Pardon?
Sarah, they reported to you that they had tested
yes.
eight kids.
Yes.
And Elizabeth, you didn't hear anything from them.
But I requested, I did a request. I mean, Suzanne sends us a weekly request.
Yeah.
So
Suzanne, did you send
them a weekly request too?
Did you send them for our briefing?
I sent them an email about a month ago to ask them what their goals were.
Okay.
Because Catherine had asked us
right.
to do that, and I never heard back, which is
okay.
why then I sent another email today.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they are, yeah.
Well, does everyone know what the status is with Colleen?
No.
No.
Okay, well, she's still coming out of a severe PTSD. She's been incapacitated since, when was it, back a month, since March. No, yeah, March. She was broken into twice within a week. They threatened to kill her, a number of things. So she's just basically been getting by. She's not been a good correspondent because of her issues. But that's starting to change. As Sarah pointed out, she did report that all the translation is done on the neuropsych and that they've tested eight kids, and I would imagine that it will go very quickly now. But those sorts of things, I'm sure, have held up anything to do with the neuroimaging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had some idea that she had been through a trauma, but I think she's got people on her staff now who can. Tanya.
Tanya's doing the neuropsych. I don't know what she's doing with neuroimaging.
Well, she's hired. I mean, I've heard from Colleen, and back at the end of May, she said that they had hired, that they had two additional testers, that they felt were reliable, and a third tester who was getting there, and that she did say that she was fully committed to getting to meet her obligations in the project. So, and that was at the end of May.
Right, and she's had some relapses since then, but
okay.
She's doing well. She's coming out of it, I think. And
okay,
I'll be over there in September.
All right. Okay. And any other issues on any of the projects? Everyone's getting everything done and has no need for anything. Everybody's happy.
Well,
I would like to know where the stimulus money is, the administrative supplements.
Yeah.
What's the latest on that?
We haven't heard anything. I just checked this week, earlier this week or maybe at the end of last week, and I heard back that give it another 2 weeks and then check again. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, the last I heard from NIAAA is that everything had been sent down to the White House some time ago.
Right, it's been a while since
and
then.
They have three people reviewing them all. I don't know if that means all NIH or all NIAAA or what. But my understanding is it's all stuck at the White House.
This is Dale. I don't know exactly where they're stuck, but I have yet, you know, while some summer students have gone out, none of the administrative supplements, the other forms of administrative supplements that I'm directly aware of have gotten.
Dale, is there any way that you can get institutional approval to start spending the funds even if they haven't an award notice? Did I get knocked off?
I don't
You're
know.
On with me.
Oh,
something weird.
Yeah, something. I'm hearing all these like typewriter thing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
But
too.
It's not a typewriter. Dale, do you know if you can, you know, if the university, for example, got an email or something saying that this was going to be funded, they might be willing to do that 90-day, you know, deal we normally can do. So.
Right. If it is hung up somewhere waiting for some signature, they're going to be reluctant to do that, but I'll look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you find anything out there, if you just drop us an email, that would be very helpful.
Will do.
All right, so, Phil, what's going on with those people in the Northern Plains then?
I'm employing them off leftover funds from the FACER grant, which I hope to be able to back out immediately as far back as May 1st.
Okay.
So the tribes are just basically working with me on a verbal agreement.
All right. Yeah, so it would be helpful to have that money in hand sooner or later, sooner than later.
Yeah, I think I'll sleep better when it comes in.
Yeah. All right. There's a discrepancy between the data that are in the central repository and the data being reported on the Google Docs page about the number of subjects that have been tested.
Well, it's because you have to upload all of these things and you have to check them all, and so it's a huge long process post testing to get it uploaded.
All right, what's a huge long process?
Well, for instance, I don't know, Sarah. I may be speaking for you. I'm sorry, but we have to go through all the scoring of everything every time somebody is tested, and that takes a long time. And then all of it has to be entered and uploaded. So it's not you can test somebody, but it takes weeks to get them, even to the point where you could upload them.
Per subject, weeks? Or
Yes. It takes many hours post-testing to process the data.
Does everyone agree that it takes?
Is Chris on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Yeah, it does take a long time. And the other issue that we were having is that the input tool just not working for us. So I don't think we've even successfully gotten any data up into the central repository. We've just been having so many problems with the input tool.
And who have you been in touch with at Indiana about saying that?
We were in touch with Ben, and the name of the person in Indiana is escaping me.
Probably Helen, either Helen or Michelle.
Yes, it was Helen.
Who is that who's speaking?
Chris.
This is Chris Nunez from Elizabeth Sales Group at UCLA.
We've been using the upload tool successfully, but we have heard some issues, but then we directed each site to work directly with Indiana because we couldn't necessarily solve their individual problems. I mean, we helped as much as we could. But
right.
Terms of the time it takes to get to the central repository, I don't know the answer to that right now.
Andy, you have comments on how people should deal with having a problem with the upload tool? Because basically we have to get the data in the central repository if we're going to make it usable.
Right. Well, Chris, I'm sorry if the ball was dropped somewhere along the way, but I wasn't aware that there was an outstanding issue. So I would love for you to call or write to us and let us know what's going on so we can...
Okay. Okay. I think right now we are going to try to use the latest edition of the input tool. We were waiting for that. I think that's one thing that Helen had recommended. And I think that came out last week or the week before. So we'll try to work on that and see if there are any if some of those problems are resolved.
Okay. Well, my understanding is that there isn't anything we're waiting on to fix. So if you've got a version that's more recent than the one you tried before, have at it.
Okay.
No.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but if people have problems, I don't think that they can simply expect that problem to go away without Andy knowing that there's a problem. And so Andy has to be in the loop and told about that, because then he can be responsive.
But would you like us to CC you on emails to Helen so that you're in the loop?
Yes, though she always CCs me when she replies, so...
Okay.
All right, so then... I'm sorry, Andy, then did you know about this problem?
I did not know that there was an open problem. We had a meeting just today where we covered all the open issues, so... I don't know whether this is an issue where Helen thought the problem was solved, but it wasn't, or if we... didn't know.
Okay.
But that's only part of the issue. Claire raised the length of time it takes to score, and it does take quite some time. So that's probably your discrepancy, Ed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how much has been entered in the database?
I don't know.
I can tell you. I have it. Just let me pull it up.
Maybe it's been entered but not uploaded. Claire, do you think you've got data entered but not uploaded?
We have some entered and not uploaded, yeah. And we've got some that isn't entered yet because Julie's working her way through scoring it. She's very, very, very comprehensive in her scoring.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, so it's on.
So which ones are represented on the Google document? Have they been scored necessarily?
No, they've been tested.
They've been tested, and that's what I get a monthly report from the informatics core.
Uh-huh.
And there are discrepancies, considerable discrepancies.
Oh, I'm sure.
And some of what's
Chris,
been reported.
Chris, do you know if we've ever gotten any in?
We were getting some in, but what was happening is the data somehow was disappearing. Kim was working on this, so the data was just not there.
Yeah.
And she was working with Helen and Ben, like I said.
I believe we've had, this may be site-specific, but we've definitely had cases uploaded successfully.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
If Clay has done, it's such a large amount and we couldn't get it in, it's all scored and ready, right?
Yeah, you have no data in the database.
Right. So obviously, it's not.
So is it an issue with the? Is it an issue? Is it entered into the database but not uploaded, Elizabeth? So it's an issue with the upload tool, or Chris?
It's it's an issue with the upload tool that we had not working with our, on our system.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to
have troubles with that too.
Yeah, once that gets figured out, I mean, I don't think it'll be, it'll, I mean, I'm sure it'll take time for us to upload, but it's not that they haven't been scored or anything. It's just, yeah.
Right. No, and they have to be scored, they have to be entered, they have to be uploaded. There's a whole set of things.
Right. But what I'm trying to do is to minimize the degree of discrepancy. So if the tool's not working and we don't know that, then we'll never get any data up into the database.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a problem with the upload, we got to let Andy know that this is a problem, and then Andy has to let us know that it's all fixed. And then we can move to the next problem.
Andy, maybe you should ask Kellen to, you know, make sure she tells you when she gets things like that so that you're aware.
Yeah, she does. And actually, Chris's mention of Kim is useful because we actually had an outstanding question from somebody named Kim, and we were trying to figure out what it was. And it was...
This is a week ago,
and so one of Helen's tasks today actually was to go back and try to figure out what had ever happened with that.
Okay, that's probably what happened, and we had a person hired, and she didn't like her job, so she left after 3 months. But
all
this
right.
is probably part of the problem, right? If we had her working on it, and she left, so it's starting to make more sense.
Well, it's just that there are, you know, so far I think there are, 55 phase two neuropsych measures in there, and yet total. And there are lots more than that being reported as being tested. So I know it takes time, but it will not take any less time 3 months from now than it will take right now. So
not the issue. Of course, the issue is time.
I know, but I urge everyone to try to get it in there as soon as we possibly can. You know, we're starting our next year on this grant in August 1st, and so we need to get moving along, and so we have some data that we can analyze to meet the goals of the project. Then...
If anybody has suggestions on things we might be able to help with in terms of speeding up the data entry and possibly the scoring, though I fear we might not be able to help with that. I'm very interested in hearing them.
Well, I have a simple question. Are at least some of the measures are computerized, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not computerized, but they're computer scored.
They're computer scored.
Well, we have a little bit of computerized measure, but not very many.
But once they're computer scored...
Then we upload them into the database, and then they get uploaded to the central repository.
So is it possible to upload some of the data for any particular subject?
No, we were trying to do all the data for the subject at once rather than piecemeal. But, I mean,
so
possible.
Preference about whether or not people are comfortable with uploading part of their data or not aside, it is possible... And then when you do a later update, it will just add to what's there. But I don't want to take a stance on whether that's the...
Well, all I know is that people who want to start looking at relationships between dysmorphology and behavior have no behavior to look at. And so that's why I'm trying to get it as loaded up in there as quickly as we can.
There's a batch. I'm not positive about this, but I believe there's also a batch... Andy might know, a way to batch upload the computer scoring test so that you could upload, for example, all of your subjects that you have tested on a certain computerized
Very helpful.
I believe that already exists. I'm not positive about that.
A limited form of that exists. So there was one of the tests that had 6 or 7 subtests, and so instead of having to import the 6 or 7 tests separately, I think it's 6, and now do them all together. But that's not the same thing as...
Multiple subjects is what I was talking about.
Yeah, we don't have...
The multiple subjects thing would be very nice. And actually, I think it's a CBCL, which is so hard to score and separate out and then do individually.
Really?
So much more trouble to do that than do it all at once and so on. So I think that was one thing we were going back
about. I just, I'm going to let the people who do the neurobehavioral discuss how to do it, but what I really want to encourage is that to meet the goals of this project, which are to combine the data sets between face, brain, and behavior, we need to have the face, brain, and behavior data available. And right now we seem to have a lot of behavioral data that has been collected, and I said I was pleased with the progress that has been made there. But if we can't get access to the data, it really is going to delay things a lot.
Ed, I have two comments about that. One, you know, the data from the first consortium, neuropsych data are in there, along with a lot of dysmorphology, so people could certainly look at that.
Yeah, I agree.
And Sarah, what we need to do is probably make this our number one discussion for your next conference call.
Okay, that sounds good.
I mean, there are 622 neurobehavioral exams from the first round.
Yeah, a bunch.
And so, I mean, there's significant data.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Sarah sent some people, anyway, a copy of, you know, at least one of the papers from those data.
Yeah, which we're reviewing, Sarah, by the way.
Great. You didn't have any trouble opening it, did you? Because I heard from a couple people that they had.
No, it's open. I've printed it out, and Wendy's printing it right now. And if Alfredo can steal some time this weekend or early next week, well, he'll do it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. So I just brought that up so that we can start thinking about getting it into the repository. Everyone got that email about on the basic science call, it came up that maybe we should have a acknowledgement of CFAS in any of the papers that came out. I've gotten back a few different modifications and suggestions, but does anyone have any problems with doing that?
No.
Nope.
And I'll send out, there are various options that people have sent, and I'll send those out to people, and you can use whichever one you choose.
Now,
to use.
I have one question about that. Is that, like, any paper that you reference the grant, that you would do that, or only if it's really specifically a whole CFAS thing?
If you funded any part of it through your U project,
mm-hmm.
then I think you need to acknowledge that it was part of the CFAS.
Right, okay.
All right. You know, and I don't think that'll hurt anybody in the long run. I think it'll wind up perhaps helping the idea that we are, in fact, publishing papers and getting things out.
Right.
So, you know, I think that the suggestions were to acknowledge the web page in there so that people could just go there and leave, and we could eliminate all the contact information, just have the web page. And, you know, so I'll send them to you, and you can pick whatever one you choose to when you want to acknowledge it. But I think we should start to acknowledge the fact that we do operate as a consortium.
I think most of us have been doing it, but be glad to get the prototypes from you.
Yeah, no, I think most people have, in fact, acknowledged that CFAS, and, you know, it sometimes it's now even appearing in the author line. And so I think that's a positive step forward. All right, are there any updates or things that we need to know about any individual projects?
Well, I started talking before my phone died. I was talking about brain measures that we could, within relatively short period of time, get some brain measures in. But we haven't set anything up with Andy yet.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk to you. I'll be out next week.
Out where?
Actually, ironically, I'll be in San Diego.
Oh, well, I won't.
Jesus,
anyway, we should talk about that because I think that we've got some analyses that it would be, you know, obvious enough that people might be able to generate some hypotheses.
Okay. And we're reaching a point where, you know, I think the modulo some things, some kinks that need to be worked out. The ability to get data for disc morphology and neurobehavior and demographics and 3D facial imaging, and pretty soon a couple other things is going to be there. And so we're trying to lay out, you know, what's our plan for the next 3 to 6 months about which things we're going to do next. So this is a good time to talk to you about it.
All right. There's that reminded me there was another issue that about these, Sarah, the three questions that you've been having people ask about alcohol
exposure.
Yeah. Are those being asked?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Sarah. Are they being asked by who? I mean, I'm not sure what you mean.
I think we have everybody.
Every site has the tool. My understanding is it's being asked at every site, but I think if there's different information, we should know.
Remind me what the questions are.
Are you talking about the demographics database? Or are you talking about the three questions?
The three questions.
Okay, three questions is sort of a leftover from phase one when we didn't have a demographics database, but we did request that anyone who's collecting having Ken or whoever coming from the dysmorphology core provide Leela. I think she was supposed to be asking for this information. The three answers to the three questions, which are: was the child alcohol exposed? What is the source of the alcohol exposure information? And what group was the child intended? So were they intended to be in the FAS group? And then she needs basic demographic, like race information, and morphologist doesn't necessarily have that information. So that information is to be provided. And my understanding from the last time I talked to Leela was that she was going to contact the sites to ask for that information.
Well, so are people asking the questions?
Sure.
Everyone is collecting demographic
constantly
information, including alcohol exposure, in their various ways. Everybody does it slightly differently, but remember that we created a tool that was a composite of all the sites' questionnaires, and that tool, so then once the information is collected at the site, that tool is used to summarize the information in a consistent way from site to site, and then that tool is entered into the demographics database, and then that is uploaded to the central repository.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
filling out those demographic forms, but I haven't really heard from Leela about providing her specific information. After the last dysmorph exam, ask me for ethnicity, which I gave to her.
Yeah. I think that this is a somewhat new development from Leela's side.
Well, so I'm a little in the dark, probably just because I don't pay attention, but...
When Ken comes out to see your kids, he doesn't enter anything on his form about alcohol exposure. So when that form goes back to Leela to be entered, she doesn't enter anything about alcohol exposure because she doesn't have it. So she has to ask you. And it's not on the form because the dysmorphologist is not supposed to know the information.
Right.
Well, so do you know if that's getting put into the database? I mean,
have entered it. It is. It was entered for all the phase one, all the phase. So we got all of Phil's data, we got all of Colleen's data, we got all of San Diego data, we got the Finnish data, and so we were able to enter all of that information. We never were able to get any information from Luther. We tried multiple times and we just weren't able to get it. Then in phase two, we have this more much more extensive demographics database that I just described, and that should be used by all the sites, and as far as I know, it is being used. But Leela still, because the demographics database, because there's, I guess we thought that we should still do the three questions from the demographics database, or in the
just you have continuity from the old to the new. I agree.
We thought we should do both, and it's a much more simple way to do it. I mean, but it's very basic, gross information, like was the child exposed, yes or no.
All right.
It's a little bit more detailed than that, but...
In terms of what's called alcohol and control variables, demographic static or demographics dynamic?
It's demographic static and dynamic. The alcohol and control is related to Tina's project.
There are a grand total of 67 data subjects who have data in the database on that.
On static and dynamic or alcohol and control?
On static demographics.
Right. We've done, yes.
And zero have dynamic demographics.
Right.
Consortium 2 or 1?
Phase 2.
For the entire total thing.
it's supposed to be for phase one and phase two. The data that are in there, well, I don't know if it's all from San Diego, but the ones we've entered have been a combination of phase one and phase two.
So Ed, just because I have no idea either, I mean, I must admit, because I don't enter this data. So when these three questions, are they filled in? Is there data for them in the database for phase two?
For phase two, there are some. It's not been consistently done because I honestly don't think Leela realized that she was supposed to be getting that information, and nobody and the sites didn't automatically provide it. We have been, but I don't think the other sites.
No, we haven't because we didn't really know about it.
Right, so I don't think Leela knew to ask, and I don't think the sites knew to provide it, but it's
got it. But now we're filling that hole in.
Do that. And
we'll
be contacting, she should, once she forms from Ken or whoever, she's supposed to contact the site and ask for the answers to that. And I suggested recently that she create some sort of form.
Is this something
who's taking responsibility for this right now? To make sure it gets done, because I hear that
I've been working with Leela on it, and Tina has been involved. And
because is this something like Leela goes to UCLA, could she help? I mean, could she?
To me, it seems reasonable that it be collected when Ken's there.
We help with that, you know, on the next trip and make sure that those, if we know, you know, if that's the time to collect them?
I'll tell you, I can tell you what we do when we have, when Ken comes over for a clinic. Ken comes and sees the kids. He takes the forms away. He brings them back to Leela. What we do is we automatically email her and provide that information. What I've suggested is that she also contact, when she gets batches of data, that she contacts the site directly with, and I've actually suggested that she create a form similar to the form you use with your spit. a record. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you were talking about. I'm just giggling at the way you worded it. I'm sorry.
It's your spit form.
It's my spit form.
Exactly. So, to have a form similar to that.
Is the issue then with Leela not getting in touch with the site?
No.
She didn't know to do it, sounds like.
I really think she didn't know that she was supposed to do it until very, very recently. I mean, Tina, what's it been, a week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, this just came up.
Okay, and if there's some way that we can help, I guess I'm trying to offer as you're looking for a mechanism, and I'm offering Leela, who's on the phone, so she can scold me later.
I think it's very simple. It's very basic. Once it starts happening, it will be
easy.
Very straightforward and very easy. It's not going
to
be.
And we can help remind, you know, she's the one who usually goes to Los Angeles. We're talking about her coming down for Claire. We'd be glad to help remind about that.
Right. There's a bigger issue that Leela has been struggling with, which is maybe why she hasn't worried about this so much, is that she's having trouble getting data into the central repository. And so we've also been trying to work on that.
Okay. Andy, are you aware of that?
Yes. Leela has code that should fix the problem that we gave her. I think it was this morning to review. It might have been last night. I expect that that's going to solve the problem, and by early next week, data will start getting into the central repository.
And Andy, does that solve the problem of having data for the three questions for kids that don't have dysmorphology?
No, there were two issues. One had to do with some obsolete discrepancy checks that needed to be removed. But the one you're talking about is the fact that we never envisioned dysmorphology data having just subject information with no exam associated with it. So
we entered, and you know, we had that information in there, and what we did was we created a fake exam date, and I keep forgetting to ask Leela if she had tried that, because the exam date was the request, and we made it like, you know, January 1st, 1950 or something like that. So it was obvious. Not accurate, and we were able to enter it. Unfortunately, those data are no longer there. I don't know how that happened.
Well,
at the top of Michelle's priority list to work with you and with Leela to make sure this
began. All right, can I get biweekly, every other week, Andy, tell me what's going on and what problems are incurring now in the database, because I've stopped getting those kind of copies on these emails, and so I guess I've been negligent and I'm a little bit out of the loop. But so if there is a major issue why data are not getting into the database, into the repository, can you let me know about those on an every other week basis?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And
I have a question.
Sure.
We used to, a long time ago, before we started contributing subjects to the CFAS, don't anyone cringe, but we were sort of using the four-digit thing a little bit. But we have some kids that Ken saw, and we were trying to see if we could just give him a ref classification. And so we were using his palpebral fissure length measure along with alcohol exposure history. And there's a set of there's two different sets of normal data on palpebral fissure length percentiles. Does anyone know? It's like in one norm, the kid would be like less than third percentile, and another they would be 30th percentile. Has anyone ever come across that?
Yes, and what we found was that it had to do with the ethnicity of the.
But the dysmorphology core uses a specific set of norms, and I think it's on the dysmorphology.
Manual. Ken sent us that. I was just kind of shocked that.
Well, where's the other set from, Elizabeth?
Well, I just said it was from.
From Seattle.
Yeah, actually, it was by someone named Hall.
Yeah, that's the old one by Hall. There's a handbook. There's one that's all Israeli children too, which is completely different from everybody else.
Well, so the one that Ken sent me that he uses actually has some of the same data as the one that Hall used, and these were from 1929.
Yeah, they're very old.
Very, very old, and I was just curious if anyone had any advice on how to get sort of a percentile that maybe.
It's very hard to find.
That we don't have.
It depends whether you're getting it from the child themselves or from a photograph, too.
From the child.
Okay. Well, then the one that we use in all of our projects should be on the Dysmorphology Core.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Website, yeah.
Okay.
I think we were digging around in there, and we weren't able to find it.
Okay. No, we have one.
No, I think we have it from Leela, right?
Well, we got one from Leela, but we weren't able to find it on the website.
It should be under the dysmorphology forms.
It's in the manual.
In the manual.
Of course, I think the other problem I found with Hall is that it is totally inaccurate for African Americans.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But, you know, some of the same data is in the norms for Hall as it is for the one that Ken sent us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, some portions of the age range don't overlap, but I'm just curious if what people advise. Just use Ken, or the one that Ken sent us that he published in, like, 1987.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the rest of us are using.
That's what the consortium uses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, understand, I'm saying this is from old projects, and then we were trying to sort of reconcile. Anyway, okay. Thank you.
And I don't see the palpebral fissure length manual here.
Yeah, we couldn't find the chart, but someone sent it to us, so we're okay.
All right. Well, I'll find out why that's not there because I thought it used to be there. So, all right. All right. So, any other project issues that people want to discuss? Okay, well, then
when's
Dale?
The next Faro call, Sarah?
Sarah?
Next Friday.
Okay.
The 17th.
I'm going to be out of town, but I'll make sure Wendy and Alf are on there. They're more important to me anyway.
I sent out the reminder the first time you mentioned it, so you should have it in your inbox.
Okay.
Dale, you have any comments on?
No, I'm fine here. It sounds
okay.
Good. I guess one afterthought about what I think Claire was saying earlier, that, you know, it takes additional time to do the scoring. And I got the impression, Claire, you thought it might be more efficient to do them in batches.
Well, both there's different issues. One is the individual test packets have to be scored and, you know, carefully gone over, et cetera. But then there are certain things that we're ending in the scoring programs, and then they end up in sort of ASCII files and as a group rather than individually, and then if we have to extract them out individually and enter them, that wastes a whole lot of time, which is what I think has been going on, if I recall what I was told. And we have, in other studies, just taken the whole file and sent it places rather than try to print it out and re-enter it, if that makes any sense. And we don't know how, whether that's possible and whether that would be a more efficient way of approaching it.
I guess what I was wondering is if, you know, you saw some systematic way you were going to approach this, you know, would there be a two-month lag between the recruitment and testing and the final?
You mean the recruitment, not the testing. You mean the testing and the entering?
Testing is what I mean. And then finally,
I don't know how long it is. It depends a great deal on the resources that I have available here, because essentially Dr. Cable has to do all of this. And, you know, she's also like 100% clinical, so she's working a lot, and then she's also doing this. So it's very difficult for her to...
Yeah, I understand. But I think something will have to follow.
She's not 100% clinical. She's 75% clinical. But, you know, so she's running as fast as she can, trying to keep up with it, but it's a question of time. And since we're doing extra subjects, more than we had planned to do, you know, the time is not too good.
Right.
So we're working as fast as we can on it.
Okay. Any other, Michael?
No.
Good. All righty. I guess that's it. Any other things? If anyone else has any other comments or otherwise, I will say good night and
have a good weekend.
Thank you.
I'm going to go hear Joan Baez tonight. So I'm looking forward
to that.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, you lucky dog.
So I'm excited about that. So.
That sounds nice.
Have fun, Ed.
Great.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Hey, Ed.
What?
Oh.